Ben, Psycho. Ben. Hi guys, this is the Psycho Podcast again. This is like our second minisode, and I'm really, really loving this. Minisodes, where, you know, I was still called them minisodes, which is the type of episodes, I'm a shorter episodes, you know. And this episode is brought to you by the Psycho Hub. I'm sure you guys know Psycho Hub by now. It's a production company that we have myself with the greater team, where we produce podcasts. And if you have a podcast idea and you want to bring it to life, please reach out to us on this email, and somebody will be able to reach out to you. You'll see our rates, you'll see the days when you can book, and we'll help you shoot, we'll bring it to life, and you'll have your edited episode. And yeah, there you go. You'll become famous. You'll make money. You'll tour the world. I don't know. Like, you now need security. And I don't know. Now you can't use the normal airport. You know, it's crazy. Karibuni sana. Thank you so much for choosing to listen, to watch. If you're a new subby, if you've just stumbled upon this video, this is the Psycho Podcast, where we get to have great conversations that just help us improve who we are as people. And make sure you hit that subscribe button. Hit the join button as well. The join button will help us continue creating this, because that's where we get the resources from. I think I've paid all the bills. Have I? Steve, I've finished everything? Nice. Now, today I wanted us to talk about grief. This is not the first time I'm talking about grief. This is the second time I'm talking about grief. So this is like part two of the grief video. And as you all know, what happened, I lost my sister last year. This is 2021. I lost my sister in 2020 in May. She had been battling cancer for a while, and she succumbed. And no, that was a very tough period. And we shared that. You can watch this video right here if you've never watched it. It has the full story, and we were sharing our story together with my very good friend Nyawira Gashugi. And I can give you an update of how it's been since then. You know, days have gotten better. Things get a bit better. But I can't lie to you that there's always that moment, not even a moment. There's so many moments I get to remember her. And, you know, sometimes you just crash again. But then you come back again stronger. And I also know that during this whole season, I've seen so many people share about the loss of a loved one. And I don't even know what to tell you, man, but there's no right or wrong way of grieving. Is it grieving or grieving? It's grieving, yeah. There's no right or wrong way of grieving. Just take care of yourself. That's what I can. So, like, don't drink yourself silly. That's not taking care of yourself. That's harming yourself. And it's intense. It's very intense. Also, if you've lost someone, it's very important that you admit that it has actually hurt you. It's broken, and it's broken you as a person. Because the first step to healing is accepting. If you never accept that something has hurt you, you will never heal from it. The first step is to accept that, by the way, this thing has just left me in shatters. Because you've lost somebody that you'll never see again. And this is somebody who was close to you. You guys had a very strong bond. You've lived together. You probably envisioned seeing them maybe the next day, or it was so random. So it's not easy on you as a human being. And you need to take your time. You need to take your time to just go through the emotions. Men, especially, cry out, go through the emotions of every day. It gets better. It might not take it might take weeks, may take months, may take years. But it gets better. And the thing about grief is that it changes you as a person as well. And it can make you question so many things. You know, it can make you question God. Where was God? Why did this happen? It can make you resent people. It can make you hate people. But the basis of death is that it's a stage in life. At the end of it all, we'll all die. So some will die sooner than others. Others will die a bit later, but we all die. So what really matters is how we live our life now, how we love people, how we treat people, and if we live in our purpose. That's the whole point of living life. Celebrate each day. Each day is a gift. And when God gives you a new day, don't wake up and start remembering the problems that you have or the job. Imagine, it's important, But it's also not a matter of life and death. If you're doing well and maybe you're just broke, just thank God for that. That's a gift that no one can be able to give you. People can give you money, people can give you a new phone, people can give you a holiday, people can buy you gifts, but there's no way people won't give you good health, people won't give you life. That only comes from God. So with every new day, I want you to change your mindset from today. Stop starting your day from a stressful point of view, because every other problem that you're going through is something that probably you've gone through before and you overcame it. So what makes you think you won't overcome this one? You'll definitely do it, but you need to celebrate life. You need to have a very positive outlook of life. But grief changes you as a person. It can also make you very bitter, very angry. It can also make you very appreciative of life, you know. If you've had somebody in hospital for a while, let's say, for example, you know how hard it is when people are in hosi. So if you're walking, if you're doing well, or just remember to be thankful. The basis of everything that I'm saying here is be very thankful to God. So yes, I've been having bouts, not a lot of moments where I get to remember my small sister and I really miss her. Sometimes I'm like, yo, I wish she was alive so that I could show her that I actually afforded an iPhone eventually, you know. Should make jokes at some of the phones that I was using. Sometimes you're like, I wish she was alive to see how much we've grown, or I wish she was alive to tell me feedback, to give me feedback. Yo, you guys are feeling new in my school, or this is what my friends are saying. I definitely have a lot of those moments where I just miss my small sister Joy, and I'm sure she's in a better place right now, and the memories and the impact that she left with us is what we need to live with as we also make our own and write our own stories. But as I talk about grief, I'm not talking about the loss of a loved one or the loss of somebody. Grief is also, a lot of us experience grief but we don't understand we are grieving. Is that grief is also when you expect life to go a certain way, then it totally takes a different direction. And that can also be the loss of a job, you know. We don't see that as a grieving period, but if you've lost something that meant so much to you, that's, you're also grieving. If you've lost, if you lose friends, you also go through that grieving process. If you, in fact, even when you change who you are, if you start a new life and you stop some old behaviors, let's say you are addicted to alcohol or you're trying to quit something, marijuana or something, once you start living that new life, you are grieving the old one. And you need to really allow yourself to go through the motions. So this podcast episode for today is for people who have had a drastic change in their life. Maybe it's a downgrade. Maybe you are living well and things have just gone south and now you need to adjust. It's a grieving process. Don't be too hard on yourself. It's a lot of grief stuff are not a lot. Every grieving thing that we have in our life is something we can't control. And so it's just normal as a human being for you to feel crushed, for you to feel dark, for you to feel like you've lost sense of purpose, sense of direction, sense of hope. But you really need to allow yourself to go through these motions. It doesn't last forever. It will definitely, a brighter day is definitely coming. And you'll look back and you'll see what this made the impact that this made in your life, you know. And so I it's my prayer and I hope that you use this grieving period of whatever you are trying to grieve the loss of, let it make you stronger. Let it make you have a better approach of life. There's always a positivity in something, you know. In as much as there are some you just have to dig deeper to find it because of how deep it is. But the person that it turns you to be is something that you can never get from a seminar. You will never get that from reading books. You'll never get that from even saying a life coach or a therapist. That is just something that you get by simply going through the motions of life. Yeah, you just have to go through the motions of life. So you really need to take a deep study of your life. Maybe the depression that you are going through is because there is something that you've lost, or maybe the reason why you're so agitated, or the reason why you're so stressed, or the reason why you can't even move is probably maybe because you had planned that by a certain age you're supposed to be somewhere. That's another form of grief, where maybe you had said by 28 I need to have achieved this much, I need to have moved out, need to have bought half of State House, you know I need to have owned Lake Victoria and all that, and now it's 28 my G, and there's really not so much you can show for. Now, that means now you need to take another look, to take another approach of life, because that's, you know, that's still very, 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 very young. And you taking a different approach means you are grieving the old plan that you had for life. Maybe it's a relationship that you were in and now you need to move on from that relationship. Maybe it was toxic. Maybe it was not impactful. It was just a bad thing that was weighing and dragging you down. That's also another form of grief. And the reason why we don't understand why if we're going through grief is because we never take time to understand what we are going through, the emotion. You know, we are taught to, it's 5 a.m. or let's say 6, you start preparing, you leave your house, go to work, come back in the evening. It's called the grind, the hustle culture. But you need to create a habit where you just meditate, or, you know, that's why people do yoga. And so form a habit of just taking some time. And this is not just for you, this is also for me, because I'm also like those guys. Woof! 7:30, we have a podcast at like 9, so I have to finish up everything. I also have to catch up with what's been happening. I also need to start forming that habit of, you know, you just understand yourself, understand your emotions. That's why we have so many people walking around with trauma. And I explained what trauma is last time. It's, there's like a part of your brain that focuses, that like rings bells whenever there's danger. And so when you go through something that your brain can't fully comprehend what this is because of maybe how scared you are, that thing starts, that alarm starts going off. And even when you go out and continue living your life, even after that incident has happened and you continue living your life, that alarm is still ringing. What it does is that it makes it shuts part of your brain that deal with things like comprehending what people are saying. So hata msia naweza sema kitu wewe unaichukulia vibaya kwa sababu the part that's louder is that bell, is that alarm. That part is more louder than any other part of your brain. And until you get to understand and until this part gets to actually heal, it will continue being loud and it will continue affecting your relationships. Probably the previous relationship you were in, you guys broke up because of something so small, or the job you lost, or maybe the reason why you, probably sometimes you're just arrogant, or maybe people just despised you know, and now you're on top of the game. So you feel like all these people are just haters and all. You just need to heal. So let's form a habit of just trying to listen what we're going through in our bodies so that we can understand what we are grieving. And what we are coming, where we are coming from, and where we are going to. Also, as I've said before, and I'll still emphasize on this, let's learn to be there for people who are going through grief, especially in form of loss of a loved one. Make it a habit to reach out to them, send them something. You know, we don't necessarily send them because they need to pay up something. A lot of people do that also as a form of love, and that's why people do it. And I would highly encourage it. This is a very short podcast episode, but I thought it's very, very important that we talk about grief, and so that people can also understand that grief is not just the loss of somebody. Grief is when life turns out in a way that you didn't expect. That has, and it normally puts a huge impact in your life, especially on the negative, not mostly on the positive. This is the Psycho Podcast. If you have not subscribed, hit the subscribe button, share this video, leave a like. You can join our community, you can join our Psycho Squad community and just leave something small, and that will help us continue creating more and more content. See you on the next episode. Adios and God bless you.